Amen.感谢神，我们一起来聚集来学习神的道理。
Thank God we all can gather here to learn His teaching.
主耶稣呢，他教导我们要如何祷告。
Lord Jesus instructed us how to pray.
其实呢，这个背景是首先是有门徒来对耶稣的请求。
This is actually brought up by Jesus' disciples.
所以呢，我们请看路加福音十一章。
So let's turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章第一节。
Luke chapter 11, verse 1.
耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。
Verse 1. One day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples.
第二节，耶稣说，你们祷告的时候要说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
2. He said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come.
我想接下来就是祷告文的内容，我们就暂时留到以后再一句一句的查考。
And the remaining verses describe the Lord's prayer.
在这里呢，是主耶稣自己有祷告的一个好习惯。
This is something that Jesus do every day.
因为他自己常常祷告。
He prays.
常常在清早天未亮，他就起来到旷野去祷告。
Every morning he will wake up and pray.
而且到旷野去祷告。
And he goes to the wilderness.
因为在旷野没有人看见。
Because in the wilderness, no one can see him.
所以他在那里祷告更专心。
So he can focus.
那么他在拣选十二个门徒之前，他也是彻夜祷告。
Prior to choosing the 12 disciples, he also prayed.
整个晚上都在祷告。
All night.
所以呢，就是他为我们做了很多很好的祷告的榜样。
So he has set many good examples of prayer.
当然，门徒他们跟着耶稣在一起，也是在一起祷告。
So when the disciples is following Jesus, they are also praying.
所以这里时候就有个门徒对他说，求主耶稣教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒一样。
So here we can see one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray just as John had taught his disciples.
约翰施洗约翰教导他的门徒如何祷告。
John the Baptist taught his disciple how to pray.
所以可见呢，施洗约翰也是一个常常祷告的人。
So we can see that John the Baptist is someone who prays a lot.
主耶稣呢，在这里后来就告诉他们说要如何祷告。
And so we can see Jesus instructed them how to pray.
那么这就是我们今天祷告文的开始。
This is the beginning of our Lord's prayer.
那么完整的版本我们可以看回来马太福音。
For more complete Lord's prayer, we can turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这里呢，原来第五节开始也是主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候不要像那些假冒伪善的人。
From verse 5, we can see that Jesus had instructed the disciple not to pray like the hypocrites.
因为呢，那些假冒伪善的人喜欢站在会堂和十字路口祷告。
Because the hypocrites would like to pray at the street corners and in front of synagogues.
因为这两个地方都是人来人往很多的地方。
Because these two places are roamed with peoples.
那么在那这两个地方祷告，很多人都会看见。
At these two places, many people will see them pray.
然后呢，他们就会得到人的称赞。
And they will receive praises from other people.
而这样的祷告呢，就好像是一个表演一个节目一样。
And such prayer becomes a performance.
让大家都看见大家都给他们称赞叫好。
So that everyone can see them and praise them.
可是呢，他们就没有办法再得到天父的称赞了。
But they can no longer receive praises from
the heavenly God. 所以主耶稣说呢，祷告的时候要进你的内屋，要关上门。
Therefore, Jesus said, "Go into your room and close the door."
祷告在暗中的父。
Pray to your Father, who is unseen.
那么天父在天在暗中查看，一定会报答。
Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
然后接着呢，主耶稣就教导如何祷告了。
Then Jesus continued to teach them how to pray.
然后再来从第九节一直到十三节，就是我们完整的祷告文的版本。
And we can see the Lord's Prayer from verse 9 to 13.
我们呢 从了这个祷告文的啊这个内容呢啊看到了一个非常啊完整的啊一个啊啊一个神的道理啊。
From the content of the Lord's Prayer, we can see a teaching from God.
因为呢，整个圣经啊，好像啊都浓缩在这个祷告文里面。
It's like the whole entire Bible is entailed within the Lord's Prayer.
祷告文的每一句话像一颗珍珠。
And the, each phrase of the Lord's Prayer is like a pearl.
啊，每一个珍珠，然后有一条线把它贯穿起来，就成为一个美丽的项链。
Each pearl is stringed together to make a necklace.
而这个项链挂在啊啊一个姐妹的啊脖子上呢，就非常的美丽。
And this necklace will look beautiful on the sister's neck.
我们今天呢、啊，就是来学习祷告文啊，就好像一本小小的圣经一样。
Therefore, when we learn how to pray, it's just like a mini Bible.
就是圣经的三大主题都涵盖在这里面。
And the major teaching in the Bible is included in here.
啊，三大主题，第一个就是创造论。
First is creation.
第二个呢，就是讲到救赎论。
Second is the teaching of salvation.
第三就是末世论。
And third, the end days.
这三大主题就是整个圣经的啊三大主题，全部都涵盖在这个祷告文里面。
And the three major content is included in the Lord's Prayer.
我们首先就来一句一句话来做一个查考。
So we'll study each phrase.
所以呢，我们在天上的父这句话就讲到创造论的开始。
Our Father in heaven, is the beginning of creationism.
我们今天所敬拜的神啊，就是我们生命的根源。
The God that we believe is the beginning of our life.
我们今天所有宇宙万物都是他所创造的。
The entire universe is created by God.
因此呢，他是我们的父。
He is our Father.
父亲就是啊生命的根源。
And Father is the source of life.
我们等一下就会开始来详细的查考。
And we can study this in detail.
那我们把我们在天上的父呢啊分为三个段落来查考。
From the phrase "Our Father in heaven," we can categorize this in three.
因为第一句话说啊，我们呐、啊，这个是很特别的一个啊称呼啊。
And the first word "our," this is a very special designation.
主耶稣呢，他并不是说我在天上的父啊，他说我们在天上的父。
He didn't say I, but rather our.
所以呢，这个我们呐、啊，有个特别的意义。
So our holds a special meaning.
就像主耶稣在施洗约翰那个地方去受洗的时候。他也是讲到我们。
As Jesus went to get baptized by John the Baptist, he also used our.
我们啊，请看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to Gospel Matthew chapter 4.
主耶稣来到加利利河啊的啊来到啊约旦河啊，要受约翰施洗约翰的洗礼。
Jesus came to the River of Jordan to receive John the Baptist's baptism.
可是约翰本来不敢受啊，在为他施洗。
But at first, John didn't want to baptize Jesus.
但是主耶稣对他说：“你暂且许我。”
And Jesus say, "You must, baptize me."
暂且同意我哈。我们看啊，第四章第三章十五节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 15.
第三章十五节，耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰许了他。
Verse 15, Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness." Then John consented.
所以呢，因为主耶稣就对施洗约翰说：“你暂且同意，让我这样做吧，让我接受你的洗礼。”
So Jesus said, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this."
因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Because for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness.
这里呢是主耶稣。来接受约翰的洗礼。
This is when Jesus accepted John's baptism.
照正常的说法，他应该说：“你暂时许我，因为我应当这样尽诸般的义。”
In the normal case, that this is not the case. This is
你暂且同意我，我应该要这样尽诸般的义。
That if you agreed, I should do so.
啊，这是主耶稣跟约翰的对话，只有两个人。所以耶稣应该是说我应该尽诸般的义。
So this is a dialogue between Jesus and John. He should have said I.
可是呢，耶稣却不是说我，他反而是说我们应当这样尽诸般的义。
But rather he said it is proper for us to do this.
所以呢，这里的我们呢，到底有什么含义呢？
So what does the us meant?
因此呢，这里呢， 就不是讲主耶稣一个人的问题。
So this does not pertain to Jesus himself.
而是讲到一个人类啊共同的一个啊面对的问题。
But rather humankind.
因为在人类都是亚当啊以下的啊这些后代子孙。
Because all humans are descendants of Adam.
我们都在亚当之下，所以我们都承受了亚当这样的罪。
Because we are descendants of Adam, we also bear his sin.
因此呢，我们从啊出生呢就有这个原罪。
Hence, from birth, we hold this original sin.
那么在这个亚当之下的人类都跟神啊脱离了关系。
Therefore, this is a separation for men who are born of Adam.
因此我们就是亚当的后代子孙，全部都要这样尽诸般的义，才能够恢复跟神一个啊正确的关系。
Hence, us who are the descendants of Adam must do this to regain righteousness.
啊，这就是我们在这里所啊代表的一个人类整体的关系。
So this is what it means by the word us.
我们来看啊罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书第五章十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
12. Therefore, as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way death came to all men because all sinned.
没有律法之先，罪已经在世上，但没有律法，罪也不算罪。
13. For before the law was given, sin was in the world, but sin is not taken into account when there is no law.
14节，然而从亚当到摩西，死就做了王，连那些不与亚当犯一样罪过的，也在他的权下。亚当乃是那以后要来之人的预像。
14. Nevertheless, death reigned over the time, reigned from time of Adam.To the time of Moses, even over those who did not sin by breaking a command, as did Adam, who was a pattern of the one to come.
好，所以罪是从一人入了世界。
So because of one man, sin had entered.
这个一人就是指的亚当。
And this man referred to Adam.
所以呢，从亚当犯罪之后
，since Adam sinned,
所有后代啊，亚当的后代子孙也都啊承受了这个罪。
All his descendant is affected by the sin.
都被神啊的啊。定了罪。
And we have been marked with the sin.
那么为什么神要这样定罪呢？
Why did God allow us to be marked with the sin?
因为死亡啊就是一个罪的一个结果。
Because death is a result of sin.
我们从亚当以下的人类都死亡了。
Because under Adam, we are all under death control.
因此从亚当以下的人类都在这个罪的权势之下。
And we are under the control of sin.
因此我们都有这个罪。
Therefore we all hold the sin.
所以这就是死亡来证明人类都有罪。
And death is the proof that humankind had sin.
那么亚当以下的人类全部都死亡，所以全部都有了罪。
And therefore all under Adam had died, is living byis controlled by death and sin.
而这样的一种定罪，也许有人会抗议。
And such marking of sin, some may find it unacceptable.
后来的人会想说，我跟亚当又没有犯同样的罪，为什么我要承受他那样的罪呢？
Because they may argue that I have nothing to do with Adam, why should I hold the sin?
可是呢，神为什么要这样定这个罪？
But why did God do so?
因为呢，他乃是要有首先的亚当，然后加上后面的亚当啊。
Because there's Adam and then the latter Adams.
所以有首先的亚当以及末后的亚当。
So there's an early stage of Adam and a later stage.
而这个末后的亚当就是指的耶稣基督了。
And this later one refer to Jesus.
所以人类都在亚当之下都被神定罪。
So all under Adam have been marked with the sin.
而也因为耶稣基督一个人的救赎，所以人类都可以得救。
And because of Jesus' salvation plan, everyone was saved.
我们来看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
如此说来，因一次的过犯， 众人都被定罪，照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。
Consequently, just as the result of one trespass was condemnation for all men, so also the result of one act of righteousness was justification that brings life for all men.
十九节，因一人的悖逆，众人都成为罪人，照样因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
19. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the one many will be made righteous.
这就是呢我们所谓的原罪的由来以及它的目的。
This is the source of the original sin.
我们一般呢对原罪很难去了解。
Often it is hard for us to understand the original sin.
因为照原罪的这种定罪的方法好像我们人类还没有犯那个罪就被定罪了，好像很不公平。
Because it seems unfair for this original sin to be placed upon us.
可是呢，神这样的定罪其实是为了救赎来做预备。
But such designation is for the salvation plan.
这是一个准备。
It's a preparation.
有了这样的一个定罪，所以将来耶稣的救赎呢，就同样可以临到全人类。
With the sin, Jesus, Redemption can be complete to humankind.
这就是亚当一人相对于全人类，也因为耶稣一人而可以拯救全人类。
From one man, Adam had affected the rest of the humankind, but from Jesus, he can redeem us from sin.
Humankind.
For human.
所以这就是我们代表了人类全部都在亚当之下我们都可以都有了罪也因为耶稣基督而都得救了。
And we, as one of the humankind, is originally been under sin, but because of Jesus, we are saved.
这就是我们在圣经里面所讲的一个整体性的含义。
So the our here refers to an entire humankind.
那么摩西要带领以色列出百姓出埃及的时候
，When Moses trying to lead the Israelites out of Egypt,
原来法老王只同意让成年人离开。
In fact, Pharaoh only allowed the adult to depart.
他说，妇人跟孩子都留下来。
Women and children must remain.
可是呢，摩西说不行，我们要出去埃及呀！连孩子跟小孩都要以及妇人都要全部一起离开。
But Moses refused and said that the women and children must be included.
包括我们的牲畜。所有都一起离开埃及。
Including the livestock, everything must flee.
我们看出埃及记第十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 10.
第十章第十节。
Exodus chapter 10, verse 10.
本来呢，这里法老王只容许壮年人去而已。
Here we can see that Pharaoh only allowed the men to leave.
我们看第十节。
It's reverse 10.
第十章第十节。
Chapter 10, verse 10.
法老对他们说：“我容你们和你们妇人、孩子去的时候，耶和华与你们同在吧。你们要谨慎，因为有祸在你们眼前。”
Verse 10. Pharaoh said, "The Lord be with you. If I let you go along with your women and children, clearly you are bent on evil."
十一节。
Verse 11.
不可都去。你们这壮年人去侍奉耶和华吧，因为这是你们所求的。于是把他们从法老面前撵出去。
No, have only the men go and worship the Lord, since that's what you have been asking for. Then Moses and Aaron are driven out of Pharaoh's presence.
所以这里法老王已经同意让壮年人离开埃及去侍奉神。
Here Pharaoh had allowed the men to leave to worship God.
那么叫妇人跟孩子留下来。
But the women and children must remain.
因为他当时法老王有个诡计。
Because Pharaoh has a scheme at the time.
他想了。只有孩子跟妇人留下来的话，那么这些壮年人出去离开埃及，很快就会回来，因为他们的孩子、他们的妻子都还在埃及，他们的心仍然留在埃及。
Because Pharaoh has a scheme that keeping the woman and the children, when the men are out, one day they will return.
所以呢，这就是法老王设想的一个很诡计的方法了。这样一定那些壮年人有一天一定会回来。
So this is a scheme of Pharaoh.Hoping that the men will one day return.
可是呢，摩西的要求不是这样。
But this is not Moses' request.
后来又加上一个黑暗之灾。
And there was unsuspected plan.
以至于呢，他又来对亚法老王说：“现在我们的孩子、我们的妇人也都要一起离开了。”
Moses told Pharaoh that the woman and the children must also go.
所以呢，我们看24节。
Let's read verse 24.
这是个第九的灾害了，已经法老王遇到这个黑暗之灾。
So this is the ninth plague, and the Pharaoh had experienced.
我们看24节。
Let's read verse 24.
法老就召摩西来说：“你们去侍奉耶和华，只是你们的羊群、牛群要留下，你们的妇人、孩子可以和你们同去。”
24. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and said, "Go worship the Lord. Even your women and children may go with you. Only leave your flock and herds behind."
啊，到第九个灾害啊，法老已经同意妇人跟孩子可以一起出去了，但是只要留下羊群跟牛群。
By the ninth plague, the Pharaoh had allowed the women and the children to go, but the flocks and herds must be remaining.
可是呢，摩西还是觉得这样是啊不对的。
But Moses thought that this is not right.
到了第十个灾害，是包括啊那些牲畜全部都要一起离开埃及。
By the tenth plague, the livestock also left.
所以呢，到第十个灾害，头胎的牲畜跟啊长子啊，埃及的头胎牲畜跟长子都死亡了。
And we know that in the 10th plague, the firstborn of all Egyptians died.
啊，那个时候呢，法老王就说：“好吧，赶快全部都出去吧。”
And Pharaoh said, "All of you may leave."
因此，我们从这里就可以知道，以色列人要出埃及，不是只有成人出去而已。
So we know that the exodus of Israelites is not just the men.
是包括妇人跟孩子，以及牲畜、牛群、羊群，全部都一起要出去。
It is including the women, children, and the livestock.
这也是给我们一个非常好的预表。
This also gives us a good prefiguration.
我们今天啊，来敬拜神，要全家来敬拜神。
Today, when we come to worship God, we must worship with our whole family.
不能够只有啊先生来敬拜，那么妻子跟孩子都不用来吗
？It's not just the husband and the wife will stay at home.
这个是不对的。
This is not right.
我们要敬拜神是爸爸妈妈以及小孩全家人都要敬拜神。
When we come to worship God, it includes the father, the mother, and the children.
那么接着是牛群、羊群也一起要来奉献给神。
Next, it's a livestock must be offered up to God.
所以我们呢，在敬拜神，也要把家中的财物，我们要奉献给神。
So when we worship God, we must also offer up the thing, our possessions.
这才是所有的全部，家中所有的全部都是一起来敬拜。
Therefore, this includes everything in the household.To worship God.
这就是耶稣说的我们、啊、的含义、啊、就这么的、啊、这样的一个丰富的含义呢让我们、啊、懂得要来敬拜神
So this is the meaning when Jesus has said、our meaning the whole household must come to worship God
我们就是全人类都要来敬拜神
Our meaning the whole entire humankind must worship God
那接着第二个、啊、概念就讲到在天上这个概念
And the next、I'm going to talk about is in heaven
啊，在天上啊，跟在地下啊，这是一个相对的一个观念，空间的对比。
In heaven and earth is a comparison of space.
而在这样的个天上，到底有什么含义呢
？But what is the meaning behind this comparison?
圣经里面呢、啊，对这个天呐、啊，啊，有一个非常好的啊一个啊象征。
And Bible has a good meaning for the word heaven.
因为天是神的座位。
Heaven is the throne of God.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Turn to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 5.
34节。
Verse 34.
在这里，主耶稣是教导我们不可以啊起誓。
Here, Lord Jesus teaches us not to swear.
好，那么特别讲到不可以指着天来起誓。
And not to swear against heaven.
啊，那为什么呢
？Why not?
我们看34节。只是我告诉你们，什么誓都不可以起，不可指着天起誓，因为天是神的座位。
34, but I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne.
啊、所以这里特别说不可以指着天起誓。
Here says that we should not swear by the heaven.
因为天是神的座位。
For heaven is God's throne.
如果我们指着天就好像指着神的座位在起誓那这样我们好像 有权力来掌控这个啊神的座位，我们比神还要伟大了。
Because when we point to heaven, which is pointing to God's throne, as if we have the authority to control heaven.
这就是一种错误的啊态度。
And this is the wrong attitude.
我们呢、啊、是神的百姓。
We are the believer.
我们只能来敬拜神啊的座位，而不可以去指挥啊神的座位。
And we can only worship. God and not to direct him.
所以神在天上是我们应该要敬畏的啊一个对象。
So the God in heaven is the one we worship.
所以在天上这里呢代表一种崇高啊要敬畏的一个概念。
So in heaven, also refers to the status of worship.
我们来看传道书第五章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
第一节
Verse 1
传道书第五章第一节
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 1
你到神的殿要谨慎脚步因为近前听胜过愚昧人献祭他们本不知道所做的是恶
Verse 1 Guard your steps when you go to the house of God Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who you do not know that they do wrong
第二节你在神面前不可冒失开口，也不可心急发言，因为神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。
Verse 2, do not be quick with your mouth, do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, and let your words be few.
所以这里是说到我们、啊、到神的殿来敬拜神，一定要谨慎脚步。
It tells us that we must guard our step when we go to the house of God.
尤其到神面前，不要冒失开口。
Especially before God, we should not speak rashly.
也不要心急发言。
And we should not be hasty in our heart.
这些原来是讲到说，有人许愿的时候呢，都是随随便就许了愿，结果不能还愿，反而会遭神的一个愤怒。
This refers to people who are making vow carelessly.And not knowing the consequence.
而之所以说我们不要随便去许愿
，Here also tells that we should not carelessly make vows.
那特别强调说，神在天上，你在地下，所以你的言语要寡少。
And emphasize here that God is in heaven and we are on earth, so let our words be few.
所以原来是讲许愿的事情。
So here talks about making vows.
我们更扩大来说，是我们一般的言语行为也要谨慎小心。
And to broaden this, it also refers to our speech.
因为我们说的越多的话，就越容易产生错误。
Because the more words we say, the more mistake we'll make.
所以在传道在箴言里面就有句话说，言语多，错误也会增加了。
Hence, in the book of Proverbs also tells that if we, the more words that we speak, then the more mistake we'll make.
所以呢，在这里说要寡少我们的言语我们要敬畏神。
So we must let our words be few, so we can worship Him.
这就是神在天上，是我们要敬畏的对象。
And God is the entity we worship in heaven.
那因为神在天上，所以他可以鉴察地面上所有的大大小小人类的事情。
Because God is in heaven, He can see everything on earth.
在天上可以看的是更宽广的任何的地方。
In heaven, He can see everything.
所以在诗篇139篇。也谈到我们的神是无处不在的神。
And in Psalm 139 tells us that God is omnipresent.
所以呢，他可以鉴察我们所有的言语，我们所有的动作。
He can sift through all our speeches.
所以这就是神在天上的那种高那样的高度，所以我们绝对无法躲藏起来。
Because God is in heaven, there's nowhere we can hide.
我们看诗篇139篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 139.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇139篇第一节。
Psalm 139, verse 1.
耶和华，你已经鉴察我，认识我。
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me.
第二节，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
2. You know when I sit and when I rise.You perceive my thoughts from afar.
第七节。
7.
我往哪里去躲避你的灵呢？我往哪里逃躲避你的面呢？
Verse 7. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?
第八节。8. 我若升到天上，你在那里； 我若在阴间下榻，你也在那里。
If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my beds in the depths, you are there.
所以这就是啊，神在天上啦。所以我纵使逃到天上去，神也在天上，那我还有哪里可以逃呢？
So here refers to the omnipresence of God that no matter where we go in heaven or the depths, He is there.
所以我无法逃避神啊的鉴察。
We cannot escape from God's view.
神啊都在啊鉴察，他都知道我们所有的。外面跟里面所有的事情
，God can see everything inside and outside。
因此，我们呐、啊、心中要敬畏神
，So our heart must worship Him。
我们的任何的一举一动，任何的一言一行，我们都知道天上的眼睛在看着我们。
Our speech, our action, God is watching。
我们要有敬畏的心，我们就不敢去做得罪神的事情。
When we have the heart of worship, we will not dare to do rashly。
虽然没有人看见。
Though other may not see,
只有我一个人
maybe just myself.
可是呢，我仍然要有敬畏的心
but rather fear God.
因为这个时候，神仍然在天上看着我
because God is in heaven watching me.
他的耳朵仍然在听我
his ear is listening to me.
这就是我心中对神的敬畏
and this is my fear in my heart.
所以在天上啊，这个概念就是告诉我们要敬畏神。
So in heaven, this refers to the fact that we must worship God.
接着呢，啊，从上头来的啊，各样的啊恩赐啊跟智慧。
And all the blessing and wisdom from above.
我们看雅各书。
Let's turn to James.
第一章。
Chapter one.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter one.
十六节。
Verse 16.
雅各书第一章十六节
James chapter 1 verse 16
我亲爱的弟兄们不要看错了
Don't be deceived my dear brothers
十七节各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的从众光之父那里降下来的在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿
17 Every good and perfect gift is from above coming down from the fathers of the heavenly light who does not change like shifting shadows
所以在天上的、啊、另外一个概念就是说各样的恩赐各样的赏赐也都是从天上来的
So in heaven also refers to the good and perfect gifts from above
那为什么要特别从上头来的呢
Why from above
因为呢这里要、啊、对照第三章所讲的一个天上跟地下、啊、的这个对比
This is to compare with chapter 3 between heaven and on earth
所以我们看第三章
Let's read chapter 3
第三章十六节啊，十五节。
Chapter three, verse 15。
这里说到呢，有人啊，有一种啊啊啊苦毒的嫉妒了哈，就是不好的一些事情，那些啊罪恶不是从天上来，是从地上的。
Here is referring to certain envy and the evil deeds of someone which is not from above.
是从地上的
but of earth.
我们看十四节
Let's read verse 14.
你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争就不可自夸连也不可说谎话抵挡真道
Verse 14 But if your heart harbors bitter envy and selfish ambition in your heart do not boast about it or deny the truth
十五节
15.
这样的智慧不是从上头来的乃是属地的属情欲的属鬼魔的
Such wisdom does not comedown from heaven, but is earthly and spiritual of the devil.
十六节，在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。
16. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice.
十七节，唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平、温良、柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒。
17. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere.
所以这里也是要告诉我们天上跟地下的一个对比。
So this is a comparison of what's in heaven and on earth.
我们要知道从天上的就是那些智慧、跟、良善以及、怜悯。
And from above, we can see that there's peace-loving, considerate, submissive.
但是从地上的那些就是情欲，就是鬼魔，嫉妒纷争。
But on earth, we can see many different evil practices, like envy and selfish ambition.
所以在这里，在天上是一个良善的概念。
So from what's above, it's pure.
而在良善 goodness 哈。
It's good.
那么在地上是情欲，是罪恶。
And on the earth is of lust and desire is evil.
因此呢，到哥罗西书第三章，保罗就说我们要思念那在上面的事情。
Hence in Colossians, Paul tells us that we must have our thoughts of the heaven.
我想这个是在天上这种个概念这么的丰富就是要让我们思想天上的事情。
Because the things in heaven is so great, therefore we must meditate upon it.
然后最后一个概念就是父子关系。
And the last concept is the relationship between the Father and the Son.
今天我们所敬拜这位神，我们要称之为天上的父亲。
Today, the God we worship, we call Father.
父亲啊，就是我们生命的来源。
And Father is the source of life.
我们所有的生命都是从父亲赏赐给我们的。
And all life originated from this Father.
所以这个父亲是一个创造的根源。
Father is also the creator.
我们来看以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 64.
以赛亚书六十四章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
以赛亚书六十四章第八节。
Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 8.
耶和华啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是你，你是窑匠，我们都是你手的工作。
We say, yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are all the works of your hand.
所以现在我们称呼神是我们的父。
Today we call God our heavenly Father.
因为呢，我们是你，你是窑匠，那窑匠就可以把你塑造成他所要用的器皿。
For we are the clay, and he is the potter, and the potter can mold the clay.
那么我们就是你手上的工作。
And we are the work of his hand.
所以父亲来生下我们这些孩子。
So the father gives life to us.
因此这位神是我们生命的根源。
And God is the source of life.
那么今天我们就可以用得到圣灵的时候，我们更可以证明我们都是神的孩子。
And today, when we receive the Holy Spirit, this proves us that we are the children of God.
我们看加拉太书第四章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4.
加拉太书第四章第四节。
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4.
加拉太书第四章第四节。
Galatians chapter 4 verse 4.
极至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
Verse 4. But when the time had fully come, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law.
第五节，要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
5. To redeem those under law, that we might receive the full right of sons.
第六节，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿巴父。
6. Because you are sons, God sent the spirit of his son into our heart, the spirit who calls out Abba Father.
第七节，可见从此以后你不是奴仆，乃是儿子了，既是儿子，就靠着神为后嗣。
7. So you are no longer a slave, but a son, and since you are the son, God has made you also an heir.
所以今天呢，我们受洗得到圣灵，证明我们都是天父的孩子。
Today, when we are baptized and receive the Holy Spirit, we are the children of God.
今天我们把这位神称为我们的父亲，这是一个我们最大的福气。
And to call our God the Heavenly Father is our greatest blessing.
父亲哪有不爱孩子的呢？
Is there any father that doesn't love his children?
所以主耶稣也是用父子的关系来谈到我们对神的祷告，一定会蒙垂听的。
Hence Jesus used the relationship between a father and a son, meaning that he will surely listen to our prayer.
就是主耶稣在路加福音十一章说到那个哪有孩子跟父亲要一个饼父亲怎么会给他石头呢？
This is also mentioned in Luke chapter 11, where Jesus said, Would a father when would a son ask for bread and the father would give a stone to his son?
那么儿子跟天父啊，跟父亲求鱼，父亲怎会把蛇给他呢？
When a son asks for fish, would the father give the son a scorpion? Oh, yes.
对 ，scorpion 啊，那个snake 是吧？好，那么如果求鸡蛋，会给他蝎子呢？
Or give him an egg for a scorpion?
啊，所以我们在地上的父亲都不会做这种事情了。
The father will not do such thing.
更何况我们在天上的啊，这位父神更愿意把圣灵赏赐给我们。
Let alone the Father in heaven, He will give us the Holy Spirit.
也更愿意来听我们的祷告。
And He is more willing to listen to prayer.
所以我们求就要给我们。
Hence we must pray for it.
然后我们找就可以找到。
We'll seek and we'll find.
叩门的就给我们开门。
When we knock, He shall open the door.
这就是我们的天父，他如何爱我们。
This is how much our Heavenly Father loves us.
我们今天的祷告就有这样的依靠。
When we pray, we can rely on Him.
所以这是我们的父。
This is our Heavenly Father.
那么父亲呢，他就是有这么的慈悲怜悯。
And Father has such goodness and mercy.
他愿意安慰我们各样的苦难。
He is willing to comfort all our sorrow.
这是一个慈悲的父亲。
This is a kind Father.
而这样的一个慈悲呢，他也接上一个管教。
And such kind Father also holds justice.
所以父亲才会管教他的孩子。
Hence a father will discipline His children.
今天这位神既然是我们的父亲，
because the God is our Father,
我们也要接受父亲的管教。
We must also receive His discipline.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
十二章
，Chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4.
十二章第四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 4.
你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
In your struggles against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
第五节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候，也不可灰心。
Five, and you have forgotten the that words of encouragement that address you as sons. My sons, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when He rebukes you.
第六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
Six, because the Lord disciplines those He loves and He punishes everyone He accepts as a son.
第七节，你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
Seven, endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as sons.For that God is not disciplined. For what son is not disciplined by his father?
第八节，管教原是众子所共受的。你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。
Eight. If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons.
第九节，再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父？我们岂不更当顺服他得生吗
？Moreover, we have all had human father who disciplined us, and we respect them for it. How much more should we submit to the father of our spirit and live?
第十节，深深的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
Ten, our father disciplined us for a little while as they thought best, but God disciplines us for our good.That we may share in His holiness.
十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为那经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
11. No discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produced a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it.
所以今天我们称呼啊，天上的神是我们的父。
Therefore, we call our Heavenly Father, our God as our Heavenly Father.
因为这位父亲他要管教我们这些孩子。
This Father will discipline His Son.
让我们才能够成为圣洁。
So that we can be holy.
我们就可以跟神有份。
And we can be a part of Him.
因此我们就在这样的一个祷告文里面呢，用这句话做开始。
So we'll use this phrase of the Lord's Prayer as the beginning.
我们在天上的父。
Our Lord and our Father in heaven.
今天我们在祷告文讲这一句话的时候，我们就有这么多丰富的内涵包含在里面。
So when we say this phrase in our Lord's Prayer, it contains this many content.
因此我们在念祷告文的时候，我们就不会像以前那样啊，有口无心啊的，只是朗诵祷告文而已。
Therefore, when we recite the Lord's Prayer, we are not just saying because it is.
我们能够把我们的心也了解这个祷告文的含义，一起啊来向神祷告。
Because our heart now also understands its meaning.
这就是祷告文的开始。
This is the beginning of the Lord's Prayer.
这也是我们以下的祷告的一个基础。
And this is the fundamental to the rest of the Lord's Prayer.
因为有我们在天上的父这样的一种基础，以下的祷告我们就有啊美好的果效了。
With the starting point of our Father in heaven, we will have good results from our prayer.
所以这位父他一定会爱我们这些孩子。
And this Father will love his children.
也因为我们敬畏他在天上的这位父，这位神。
And because we worship this heavenly Father,
我们也敬畏他。
And we fear him.
啊，那这就是我们全体啊人类全体弟兄姐妹共同所敬拜的这位神，这位父。
And he is a God that is ought to be worshipped by the entire humankind.
啊，这就是我们在啊祷告文的开始，我们一起朗诵说。我们在天上的父
So we can recite our Father in heaven.
一起来唱诗
Let's sing hymn.
367首
367